USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department is reporting special counsel John Durham's investigation uncovered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign paid for a technology company to infiltrate and spy illegally on Trump Tower servers and later the presidential White House servers. The current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was named as one of the architects of the false narrative that tied Trump to Russia. Hours after Canadian police removed protesters camped for nearly a week near the Ambassador Bridge, a critical U.S.-Canadian border crossing, the bridge reopened for traffic and commerce. A Windsor resident tells Detroit News, Canadian police came after her for just watching.
I said, am I doing something wrong? They said, no. I said, well, then leave me alone. I said, go arrest Trudeau and Biden and Dilkins and leave me alone, because I'm not leaving. And they left me alone.
The Los Angeles Rams win the Super Bowl 23-20. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities in Olathe, Kansas are investigating a serious plane crash and fire at a Johnson County Executive Airport that happened around 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning local time. The plane involved was a Piper Meridian turboprop heading to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Eyewitnesses on the scene said the plane attempted to take off and at some point slammed into the ground and burst into flames. Fire Captain Mike Hall on News 9 KMBC.
It's another tragic day. You know, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Sunday. Weather's fantastic. And then you get an event like this, it just reminds you how precious life is.
The pilot was the only one on board and perished in the crash. 11 people were injured in a random stabbing spree along Central Avenue Sunday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. One suspect is in custody. A spokesman for the Albuquerque Police Department says the stabbings were random in nature. The Los Angeles Police Department declared an unlawful assembly Sunday night after violent and destructive Los Angeles Rams fans wreaked havoc on downtown streets following the team's Super Bowl victory, 23-20, USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As Russia continues to posture for war with his Ukrainian neighbor, Representative Warren Davidson, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax, even if we send more troops to Ukraine, time is the factor.
If you put the weapons in at this point, when Russia says that an attack may be imminent, they're certainly trying to make that a very credible threat. They've moved a very large portion of their military there, and you know, much stronger than the Taliban. Right? Taliban took over Afghanistan swiftly, so you know, we don't have enough time to even train Ukraine on how to use the weapons if we supply the weapons right now. So our best hope is diplomacy. And frankly, Germany has more leverage than the United States in this diplomacy.
Congressman Davidson says Biden needs to put more pressure on Germany to de-escalate tensions.
Well, I don't have a lot of confidence in Joe Biden. I'm rooting for him to be very successful, to find some strength somewhere and to be persuasive. But fundamentally, he needs to be more persuasive with Germany. Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo got that, and they put massive pressure on Angela Merkel when she was Germany's chancellor. They canceled Nord Stream's pipeline, and they were putting pressure on Germany not just to be less dependent upon Russia for natural gas, but to strengthen their own defense and to strengthen their commitment to the NATO alliance. Mm-hmm. Everything Germany's done is weak, and it's invited aggression, and unfortunately, Joe Biden's trend is to be weak and invite aggression.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.